Blog Talk Radio.
This song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
You are a contractor partner.
Press 7. Like I just
to discontinue your home warranty plan,
anymore.
Press 8.
I wouldn't let go.
So I
to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And once again, we come before you Monday through Friday, praise God, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, continuing to bring forth the reading of God's Holy Word. Before I go any further, I would like to give an honor to my wife, my God, and just being saved in the name of Jesus, giving God praise, honor, and glory for who he is all by itself, and then recognizing the alignment of being in association with the Word of God. Once again, we thank God. We give God praise, honor, and glory for protecting us in the midst of the storm and the situations that are going on throughout society today. Once again, we come forth Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time to read the Word of God out of the New King James Version. And then we also come on this Sunday. Praise God. He returned before then, but if he allows us to make forth a message on this Sunday, we come forth at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. Come forth with the reading of God's Holy Word. Once again, we're going to get a prayer to those that are out there in Ukraine and the situations in Poland and the Europe area. We also acknowledge those that are in situations here in the United States. Praise God. Even in our hometown, we pray for those that are addicted to drugs and alcohol, those are lost and discouraged. We continue to come forth with the power and the anointing of the Spirit of God. Pray for all those that are in need and need and help. In the name of Jesus, we ask that if you desire to sow a love offering, feel free to Shaw David 1968 at yahoo.com. That's Shaw David 1968 at yahoo.com. And assuredly, the proceeds go towards the funding of the radio show, and we help those that are in need as out in this community with clothes and food and items that we're able to help them when we're able to. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we continue to read the Word of God. And if you desire prayer, feel free, call in at 1-516-387-1255 and 516-387-1255. Amen. So once again, we just want to pray to God and pray for you as we read the Word on today. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, we come in once again just to pause for a moment to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with air in our body, a reasonable portion of health, a right state of mind, and allowing us to be able to see your beauty. We thank you, Father God, for being with us and protecting us and providing for us. And yet we still ask that you continue to strengthen us and help us learn more of your way. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you all honor and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're coming out of the book of Genesis of the New King James Version. Let us read. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God said, "The light, that it was good." And God divided the light from the darkness, the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be an firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Let the earth bring grass and herb that yields seed, and the fruit trees that yield fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself, on the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb, and yield seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, those whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God said that it was good. Evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light unto the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, walk in the seas, fly on the earth. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have the dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you, it shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth and the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. This is the history, the heavens of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God had made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed breath into his nostrils, the breath of life, and man became a living The Lord God planted the garden eastward in Eden, and he put up the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground he formed. God made every tree grow that was pleasant to the sight of and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four riverheads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which stretch the whole land of Havilah, and there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Lithium and onyx. Stone also. The name of the second river is Gihon. It was the one which was around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one that goes towards the east of Syria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to every cattle of the birds of the air and the every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. And he brought her to man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother to be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So, when the woman saw that tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of it fruit and ate. She also gave her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I am here. I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to me, will we be with me? She gave me the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then Adam said, "Because you have heeded the voice, of your wife, you have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it.' Is the ground cursed in your sake? In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and dust you shall return.' And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord said, Behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and also the tree of life and eat and life live forever. Therefore, the Lord sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim in the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to God, the way of the tree of life. Genesis chapter 4. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, as she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was the keeper of sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? And why has your brother's countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Why is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened his mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. I, a fugitive and a vagabond, you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord said, Set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod of the East Eden. And King knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Irid, and Irid begot Mahaliel, and Mahaliel begot Methuselah, and Methuselah begot Lamech. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourselves an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you should make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark on its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and the third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy under heaven all the flesh in which is breathed on earth. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your son, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing, of every flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. There shall be male and female, and the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourselves, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him to do. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading on today. We will return on tomorrow. Praise God. It's 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we'll come forth to continue reading the Word of God out of the New King James Version. That's out of the New King James Version. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, coming to the newness and continuing forth as to how you call for us to do. We thank you for our diligence and commitment to your word. We pray that your word goes forth and touch the spirit, the hearts, and the souls of those who hear. Bless, heal, and forgive. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Jesus loves you.
So never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Without. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me,
never